In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is August the 23rd, 2024, and for scripture readings today we have four sections, from Philippians, Luke, 1 Corinthians, and Matthew. For readings from the lives of the saints, it is the leave-taking of the Dormition of the Mother of God today. Another short two sentences. Martyr Lupus, slave of St. Demetrius of Thessalonica. Hero Martyr Irenaeus, Bishop of Lyons. Saints Eutychius and Florentius of Nursia. And St. Callinicus, Patriarch of Constantinople. Starting off with Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. On to Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, chapter 11, verses 27 through 28. Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. And it happened, as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts which nursed you. But he said, More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. On to 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verses 26 through 40. How is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two, or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge. But if anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says. And if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in church. Or did the word of God come originally from you, or was it you only that it reached? If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. And Matthew, chapter 21, verses 12 through 14, and verses 17 through 20. Then Jesus went into the temple of God, and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" On to our readings from the lives of the saints. First, the leave-taking of the Dormition of the Mother of God. The leave-taking of the Feast of the Dormition falls on August 23rd. The office of the feast is repeated, except for the entrance, readings, and litia at Vespers, and the polyilios and gospel of the feast at Matins. First saint here, Martyr Lupus, slave of Saint Demetrius of Thessalonica. The martyr Lupus lived at the end of the 3rd century and beginning of the 4th century, and was a faithful servant of the holy great martyr Demetrius of Thessalonica, October 26th. After being present at the death of his master, he soaked his own clothing with his blood and took a ring from his hand. With this clothing, and with the ring, and the name of the great martyr Demetrius, Saint Lupus worked many miracles at Thessalonica. He destroyed pagan idols, for which he was subjected to persecution by the pagans, but he was preserved unharmed by the power of God. Saint Lupus voluntarily delivered himself into the hands of the torturers, and by order of the Emperor Maximian Galerius, he was beheaded by the sword. On to hero martyr Irenaeus, Bishop of Lyons. The hero martyr Irenaeus, Bishop of Lyons, was born in the year 130 in the city of Smyrna, Asia Minor. He received there the finest education, studying poetics, philosophy, rhetoric, and the rest of the classical sciences considered necessary for a young man of the world. His guide in the truths of the Christian faith was a disciple of the Apostle John the Theologian, Saint Polycarp of Smyrna, February 23rd. St. Polycarp baptized the youth, and afterwards ordained him presbyter and sent him to a city in Gaul, then named Lugdunum, the present-day Lyons in France, to the dying bishop Pothinus. A commission was soon entrusted to St. Irenaeus. He was to deliver a letter from the confessors of Lugdunum to the holy bishop Eleutherius of Rome. While he was away, all the known Christians were thrown into prison. After the martyric death of Bishop Pothinus, St. Irenaeus was chosen a year later, in 178, as Bishop of Lugdunum. During this time, St. Gregory of Tours writes concerning him, "By his preaching, he transformed all Lugdunum into a Christian city." When the persecution against Christians quieted down, the saint expounded upon the orthodox teachings of faith in one of his fundamental works under the title, Detection and Refutation of the, Refutation of the Pretended but False Gnosis. It is usually called Five Books Against Heresy. At that time, there appeared a series of religious philosophical Gnostic teachings. The Gnostics, from the Greek word gnosis, meaning knowledge, taught that God cannot be incarnate, i.e. born in human flesh, since matter is imperfect and manifests itself as the bearer of evil. They taught also that the Son of God is only an outflowing and emanation of divinity. Together with him, from the divinity issues forth a hierarchical series of powers, aeons, the unity of which comprised the pleroma, i.e. fullness. The world is not made by God himself, but by the aeons, or the demiurgos, which is below the pleroma. In refuting this heresy, championed by Valentinus, St. Irenaeus presents the orthodox teaching of salvation. The Word of God, Jesus Christ, through his inexplicable blessedness, caused it to be that we also should be made that he is, taught St. Irenaeus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through exceedingly great love for his creation, condescended to be born of a virgin, having united mankind with God in his own self. Through the incarnation of God, creation becomes co-imaged and co-bodied to the Son of God. Salvation consists in the sonship and theosis, divinization of mankind. In the refutation of another heretic, Marcion, who denied the divine origin of the Old Testament, the saint affirms the same divine inspiration of the Old and the New Testaments. It is one and the same Spirit of God, who proclaimed through the prophets the precise manner of the Lord's coming, wrote the saint. Through the apostles he preached that the fullness of time of the filiation had arrived, and that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. The successors of the apostles have received from God the certain gift of truth, which St. Irenaeus links to the succession of the episcopate. Anyone who desires to know the truth ought to turn to the church, since through her alone did the apostles expound the divine truth. She is the door to life. St. Irenaeus also exerted a beneficial influence in a dispute about the celebration of Pascha. In the Church of Asia Minor, there was an old tradition of celebrating Holy Pascha on the 14th day of the month of Nisan, regardless of what day of the week it happened to be. The Roman Bishop Victor forcefully demanded uniformity, and his harsh demands fomented a schism. In the name of the Christians of Gaul, St. Irenaeus wrote to the Bishop Victor and others, urging them to make peace. After this incident, St. Irenaeus drops out of sight, and we do not even know the exact year of his death. St. Gregory of Tours, in his Historia Francorum, suggests that St. Irenaeus was beheaded by the sword for his confession of faith in the year 202, during the reign of Severus. The apostle and evangelist John the Theologian, St. Polycarp of Smyrna, and St. Irenaeus of Lyons are three links in an unbroken chain of the grace of succession, which goes back to the original pastor, our Lord Jesus Christ himself. In his old age, St. Irenaeus wrote to his old friend, the priest Florinus, "When I was still a boy, I knew you, in Polycarp's house. I remember what happened in those days more clearly than what happens now. I can describe for you the place where blessed Polycarp usually sat and conversed, the character of his life, the appearance of his body, and the discourses which he spoke to the people, how he spoke of the conversations which he had with John and others who had seen the Lord, how he remembered their words and what he heard from them about the Lord. I listened eagerly to these things by the mercy of God, and wrote them not on paper, but in my heart." Interesting. That was an interesting one. On to Saints Eutychius and Florentius of Nursia. Saints Eutychius and Florentius were monks living an ascetical life in a monastery of the Valcastoria region of Nursia in Italy during the 6th century. Saint Eutychius converted many to God by his teaching, and when the igumen of a nearby monastery died, they asked Eutychius to become its superior. He consented, but continued to be concerned with his former monastery, where his fellow ascetic Florentius remained. Saint Florentius performed many miracles during his lifetime. He tamed a bear and trained it to serve him. It tended the sheep, carried water, and obeyed the elders' commands. Jealous of the fame of St. Florentius, four monks killed the bear. the saint prayed that the wrath of God would fall upon the murderers. So it came to pass, just as he said, the monks were stricken with leprosy and died shortly afterward. When he learned that the monks were dead, Saint Florentius was saddened and distressed, considering himself the murderer of those monks. He wept for them the rest of his life. Saint Eutychius did not work any miracles during his lifetime, but after his repose, his cloak began to produce miracles of healing. During a drought in 1492, the people of Nursia went to the fields with his cloak, and God sent rain. Saint Eutychius went to the Lord on May 23, 540, and Saint Florentius on June 1, 547. Saint Gregory Dialogus, March 12th, extolled their virtues and miracles in Book 3 of his Dialogues. Saint Eutychius and Florentius are commemorated on May 23rd in Greek usage. And our last one here, we'll do Saint Callinicus, Patriarch of Constantinople. Saint Callinicus, Patriarch of Constantinople, 693-705, was at first a presbyter in the temple of the Most Holy Theotokos at Blakarnae. But in 693, with the death of Patriarch Paul, he was elevated to the episcopal throne of Constantinople. The cruel Justinian II reigned at this time. He undertook the construction of a palace very near the Church of the Most Holy Theotokos and decided to demolish it. The emperor ordered Patriarch Callinicus to give him his blessing for tearing it down. The patriarch replied that he had prayers only for the building of churches, not their destruction. When the church was demolished, he cried out with tears, "Glory to thee, O Lord, enduring all things." Soon the wrath of God befell Justinian. He was toppled from the throne and sent for imprisonment to Cherson, where they cut off his nose, from which he received the nickname Short Nose. Leontius, 695-698, succeeded him on the throne. And that's where we will wrap it up today. Thank you for tuning in, and all glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.